What you often get with crevasses is just a thin covering of compacted snow at the school of Snowbridge. And you can see there just where one has collapsed. And this is why they're so dangerous. You don't know when you're on one, and you don't know what's under you as well. I mean, these could be sometimes you're hundreds of feet deep, just narrow chasms underneath you. And therefore, I've just got to be ultra careful and stick to the side of these gullies.
If you fall into a crevasse, they can be impossible to get out of. And with no chance of escape, a slow death is all that awaits you.
And this really is the very end of the glacier. You know, I've always thought of glaciers as like living beasts. You know, they move and they shift and they groan, and often they're angry.
I'm now at 3,000 foot and the temperature is just above freezing. Even when you get off the glacier, you can still come across hazards which will block your route. Like this, a deep glacial river.
All of that water is glacial meltwater. It's going to be freezing, freezing cold.
You want to do anything you can to avoid being in that. So I need to think of some way of trying to get across this. But there may be a solution on the other side of the river.
I can see some steam coming from some vents on the hillside over there. And that means geothermic hot pools, warm water. And therefore, jumping into this glacial water is a risk I can take.
But it would be a race against time. You'd need to get to those hot pools on the other side before the freezing water and cold wind gets you first.
To be able to climb down this, and really I've got no choice apart from just jumping it, but it's easily deep enough. The water's crystal clear and see all the way to the bottom, but it is high. This is probably about a 30-foot jump, and I just know that water is glacial, it's going to be freezing. And as soon as I go into it, there's going to be a ticking time bomb between hypothermia